to him, "Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." Verse 2, "Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore." And if you want a title, it's time to face the wall. It's time to face the wall. Hallelujah. If you could bow your heads one more time. Father, we just ask for an anointing. Your spirit is already here, but touch our hearts. Help us to be open to your word, that it will be planted in good soil, that it will reap a harvest of faith. Hallelujah, of meditation, of hallelujah, hundredfold. Lord, we just thank you right now for a breakthrough, for healing and deliverance and encouragement and exhortation in Jesus' name. Turn to someone and tell them it's time to face the wall. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Have you ever been in a desperate situation? You ever had a doctor come and tell you you only have 6 months to live? You ever received a notice from the state saying you owe $500,000 and you got 30 days to pay it? You ever received a pink slip and saying, we're sorry, we don't need you anymore? You ever got some bad news? You just had an accident, it's going to cost thousands? Then it's time to face the wall. It's time to face the wall. King Hezekiah got the worst news possible. It wasn't even his enemies. It wasn't like he had lost the battle. But the prophet came and told him that, thus saith the Lord, set yourself in order. Go say your goodbyes. Get the plot bought. Order the casket. Get your stuff in order, because you're going to die. What a devastating message to receive, that it's hopeless, that you have no chance. It's all finished. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been to that place. I've experienced that, where I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to turn, but I did know where to go. I remember the first time I had such a crisis. I went down in the basement. Nobody was there. And I just lay down on the carpet. It wasn't a wall, but I'm telling you today, you got to get like Hezekiah. When you face a desperate situation, instead of running away from the wall, you got to turn your face to the wall. The Bible said that he turned his face to the wall and he wept. There's nothing wrong in crying out to the Lord. When you are desperate for a situation, it's time to get loud. It's time to cry out. It's time to reach God with all that you've got. It's not time to be quiet. It's not time to shut up. It's time to get desperate. It's time to face the wall. It's time to turn your face to the wall and cry out with all that you've got. See, if you were a blind person and you heard that Jesus was coming by, and you heard that he had opened blinded eyes, that he had opened deaf ears, that he had made the lame to walk, would you shut up? Oh, no. Blind Bartimaeus, he knew what to do. He cried out the more they said, shut up. He said, oh, no, this is my one chance. I'm going to turn my face to the wall. And he wept and he cried out. He cried out because he needed deliverance. He needed an answer. And I'm telling you today that God is here and he's willing and able to hear your cry. You need to turn your face to the wall. Can you imagine? The prophet came and said, you're going to die. It wasn't like his enemies. You know, he might have thought, well, I still have some hope. But this was, thus saith God. My question is, how do you change God's mind? Because here we have an example of a man who changed God's mind. The prophet didn't say it's an option, maybe. But he came and said, get yourself in order. You're going to die. But he knew what to do. When you're in a desperate situation, when there's no one else you can turn to, you better turn to the wall. You better turn to that rock of ages. And you better weep. And you better cry out. And you better make your supplication known with thanksgiving to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, there was somebody else who knew how to get desperate with God, and that was King David. He had been in such situations where he was at his last end, where he had no hope, where he was desperate, but he knew how to reach out in such a situation. See, Satan will always come in to try and get you to a place of hopelessness where it even seems that God is against you. Now, when the prophet comes and says, God says you're going to die, now it takes faith to pray about that. You know, if the doctor says, well, you can go to God, but if the prophet comes and says, you're going to die, get yourself together, go buy the lot, go pick your casket, you know, you would seem so hopeless. We see in 1 Chronicles 21 that this was almost a similar situation. David made some bad choices. It says, and Satan stood up against Israel in 1 Chronicles 21, verse 1, and provoked David to number Israel. You see, God had been giving them victories. It wasn't the size of the army. It wasn't the weapons that they carried. But Satan wanted to get at David. So David listened to the thoughts. Sometimes Satan will come and help you make such a bad choice. And it grieved God. In verse 7 of that same chapter, it said, and God was displeased with this thing. Therefore, judgment started to fall on Israel. David immediately realized he'd made a bad mistake. But it wasn't his enemies. This was God now who was punishing. How do you change God's mind in a situation that's desperate, which seems doomed for destruction? And David said, verse 8, unto God, I have sinned greatly. If you missed Sunday school, go listen to the tape. You know what he was doing? He was exhaling. He was making his confession. He was making his things right with God. He was letting it all come out. He said, I have sinned greatly. Because I have done this thing, but now I beseech thee. He was never going to give up. You know, it's like a little child and you spank them. They're still going to come running to you. David knew who his papa was. He knew who his heavenly father was. And he wasn't going to give up. Although, as Job said, he smite me. Yet will I what? Yet will I serve him. He wasn't concerned with what the people were saying. Why don't you curse God and die? This is God who is giving you this stuff. No, I'm trying to tell you what you need to do. You need to turn your face to the wall. You know what that means? Shut out the distractions. Turn away from the people who can't help you. All the negativity, the people who are saying give up. You got to turn yourself to the wall where all you can see is the wall. Put down the distractions. Separate yourself from things and people who are telling you to give up. You got to turn your face to the wall. See, and the Lord heard David. He said, listen, you know what you did was wrong. There's going to have to be some judgment. And he gave him three choices. And David started to think about the choices. He started to think about the choices. And in verse 13 of 1 Chronicles 21, and David said unto God, I am in a great strait. Means he doesn't have any good choices. But there is still one thing you can depend on, that if I fall into the hand of God, there is a chance of mercy. I can change his mind. I can turn my face to the wall. I can get deliverance. I can get forgiveness. I can get grace. I tell you, I've been in some bad situations. I'm not going to tell you all my sad story because God delivered me out of them all. I had to, so to speak, turn my face to the wall. And it's not one time or two times, but every time he has come through. I have failed God, but he has never, ever, ever failed me. You see, here's the key to getting out of a bad situation. You've got to really want to get out. You've got to really want this thing. I'll tell you a secret. God never healed anyone. Jesus never healed anyone who didn't come and ask for it. You have got to come to him. And it's got to be with some determination. Let me show you the people who got God's mind changed, who got their healing, who got their deliverance. There was a woman who has an issue of blood. You know what the Bible said? She pressed. She fought her way through the crowd. She was determined. She was not going to let Jesus leave that center of the crowd without touching him. There was another person who got healed, and he had some friends. They were determined. They started to take apart the roof to get to Jesus. I'm telling you, you want your situation changed? You want God to deliver you? You've got to be determined. You've got to be desperate. You've got to turn your face to the wall and cry out. And cry out. This is how desperate people get an answer. They turn their face to the wall. Hezekiah, you're going to die. He was already sick, and the prophet came and just pronounced a death sentence. What would we do? What would we do? We would say, well, it's hopeless. All right, I'm going to call Graceland, find out the price. I'm going to start making out a will. But you know, Hezekiah looked back on his life and how he'd been called to the kingship and how he had worshiped and how he had tried to live right. And you know what? He depended on God's mercy and his grace. And he changed God's mind. Here was the prophet declaring death and destruction. And yet when he turned to the wall, the Bible says he didn't care if he was king. He didn't want anyone to see him. Because if he had started to pray and everyone could see him, you know, he might not have prayed with a desperation. He turned his face to the wall. Remember that phrase this week. When you're going through some things, when the Satan has come and attacked you, you need to turn away from all the distractions. You need to start to face the wall. It's the desperate. The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is the violent taketh it. It means you got to really want this thing. You want your healing. You want your deliverance. But you can't pray a little bit. You can't fast a little bit. You can't thank God a little bit. I'm telling you, even if the judgment comes from God, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn my face to the wall. I seen something in Hezekiah that even when the prophet came, think about it. It wasn't his enemies. This was God saying, you're going to die. But you know what? David knew a thing or two about getting mercy from God. He said that a broken and a contrite heart, thou will in no way despise. See, God can be moved by your prayer. God can be moved by your desperation. God is moved by your faith. When those men started to tear off the wall, the Bible says that Jesus, seeing their faith, they weren't just saying, okay, Jesus, you come to my town. Okay, send a prayer cloth. I can't be bothered to come to church. I can't be bothered. Just send the prayer cloth. It'll be okay. This was desperation. When you're desperate, you will find any means necessary. By all means necessary, you will get through. You will make sure that if your deliverance is there, you're not going to let it escape. You're going to turn your face to the wall. See, in James 5 and 10, in James 5 and 10, it says, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that he may be healed. I taught this morning about spiritually breathing. And it's made of two things when you breathe. You inhale and you exhale. And what you're inhaling is fresh. What you're exhaling, although it seems like it's the same thing, it's not. It's the impurities. And exhaling spiritually is confession. Now, how many times do you breathe a minute? You're inhaling and exhaling probably 12, 13, 14 times a minute just to live. You see, spiritually breathing, we've got to walk this walk where we are confessing our faults, because then God can give us a new breath, a fresh life. Confess your faults one to another, pray for one another that he may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Here's the key. It says fervent. What does fervent mean? Well, in the Greek, it comes from the word energio. Where have you heard that before? Where do you think that it says it comes? The word that's translated fervent is energio. It means with energy. It means with desperation. When you start to cry out to God, when you've turned your face to the wall, he will hear you. Let me say it again. I didn't get too many amens on that. I said when you are desperate for God, he will hear you. I've been desperate so many times. Some of them I can't even tell you, that they're too embarrassing. I messed up so many times. God delivered me miraculously. There's no other word for it. No other word for it. He just came through. He came and he delivered me. When I got desperate, when I set my face to the wall, and sometimes it takes a death sentence. Sometimes it takes when we hear such terrible news that there is no other way. If there's a way we can work it out, we start working it out. We start trying to say, okay, well, if I do this and don't pay this and juggle this, then maybe I can make it. It's time to turn your face to the wall and to cry out and to weep and to seek the Lord with your whole heart, with your whole mind, with your whole soul. When you do that, he will show up. Yeah. He will show up. You know, I want to show you somebody who knows how to pray. Daniel chapter 10, verse 2, and I use this in the Sunday school. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. He was determined. He turned his face to Jerusalem, so to speak. He opened his window, and he was praying. He was troubled. There had been a dream he had received that he couldn't understand, and it bothered him. And he sought God desperately, desperately. It was 1 week. He didn't give up. A second week, no answer. A third week, he still kept on praying because he was desperate. I'm telling you, when we seek God with our whole heart, when we come to him with nothing left behind, when we put everything into it, God will show up. He is there willing and able to deliver you, to lift you out, but you got to mean this thing. You got to be desperate. It was the people who were desperate who got their healing. It was the people who showed their faith by their actions that got delivered. It wasn't the people who just stood around and said, okay, me too. I came to church. No, it was the people who were crying out loud. Shut up, Bartimaeus. Can't you see you're bothering him? He cried out the more. He cried out the more. You're not stopping me. I've been blind and I have a chance for my deliverance. You're going to shut me up? When I know I've heard about this man, how he can make the lame to walk. He cried out the more. You can't shut him up. And you know what that did? It stopped Jesus. It stopped Jesus. You want to get his attention? You get desperate. Turn your face to the wall. Turn off the TV. Turn off Facebook. Turn off friends who are telling you nonsense. Turn away from negativity. Turn your face to the wall and call on the name of the Lord. Daniel was fasting for three full weeks. He didn't perfume himself. It said, I did not anoint myself till whole 3 weeks were fulfilled. Verse 12, then said he unto me, the angel came, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. God will honor desperation. It says the effectual fervent. Fervent, that means someone who is desperate, who is using some energy. I didn't give you all the definitions, but the word energio means to be operative, be at work, put forth power, to display one's activity, show oneself operative. So it's not now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep if I should die before. You know, it's not that kind of prayer. It's a desperate prayer. It's one where it's a life or death situation. And when you get desperate, God will be stopped in his tracks. He will pay attention. He'll say, there is someone who has faith, who is calling upon my name. I have to honor my word with this one. Bartimaeus, what would you have me do? Now, he knew he was blind. He had to say it. He had to confess it. Lord, that I should receive my sight. I tell you what, when God sees your faith, not hears your faith, but see you take action, when you turn your face to the wall and lift up his name and get desperate, God will show up. He will come forth. He will answer prayer. Now, this story is not written about once in the Bible. It's written in another book. In the book of Isaiah, the same story is written. And I want to show you something. Isaiah 38, verse 1. And it's almost exactly word for word. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Same exact words as in 1 Kings. Same story. And everything is the same. 2 Kings 22, go back to that. And he said, he turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, I beseech thee. And he wept sore. That could have been the end of the matter. But I want to show you something. I want to show you something about getting desperate with God. In the Bible, we have another character who got desperate with God. Her lot in life was that she was a slave. Her name was Haggai. She had borne Abraham a son whose name was Ishmael. And Sarah had kind of got mad at her and started to treat her harshly. Because although she had at first said, yes, go ahead, you know how long that lasted. When she saw that she was still barren, she was in a situation. So Haggai ran away. Now I want to show you something, how God deals with people sometimes. It's not until we hit a wall that we will turn to him. And she ran out into the desert, and she stopped by this fountain. And you've heard me tell the story before, so some of you know the name of the fountain, but this time I'm not talking about the fountain. But she couldn't leave because it was a desert, so she had to stay by the fountain. So eventually, she was still going to die because you can't live just by the water. Genesis 16:7, I want to show you something here. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way, and it gives us the name of the place, to Shur. I don't know if any of you remember, but Shur means a wall. She had run into the desert to a place that was a wall. And it was when she got to the wall that the Lord, the angel of the Lord, came with deliverance. I'm telling you, sometimes we have to end up running out of our rope. It's when we get desperate, when we're in a desert place, when we hit the wall and we're ready to give up, then God can deal with us. Some of us, we have to get all the way down to be the bottom before we can come up, because we will not listen, we will not be obedient, we will not respect the word of the Lord. But here Haggai runs into the desert, and it's called the wall. And this place is famous because sometime later in Exodus 15:22, so Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and then they ran into a wall. Went out into the wilderness of Shur, the same place, a wall. And you know what happened? They had no water. They had no food. They got desperate. They came to Moses and said, hey, we're going to die out here. Sometimes we have to hit a wall, a brick wall, something hard, before we will turn to God. It's when we get a death sentence, when we have no other escape, then we're willing to turn our face to the wall and say, Jesus, have mercy upon me. If you could stand with me. You know I'm not long-winded. I want to show you what happens when you get desperate with God. Isaiah 38, verse 2. Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, and how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Now, the prophet had just told him the message was from God, that he was going to die. I want to show you the mercy and grace of God. The prophet had not even left the palace. He had not gotten out of the palace. Then came the word of the Lord. This is how you change God's mind. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 more years. Sometimes we don't get desperate till we're out into a desert. When we get to the desert of Shur, which is the desert of the wall, it's only then that we get desperate with God. When you get desperate with God, when you're totally sold out, when you have totally repented, when you're not holding anything back, when you have determined in your heart, when you have made up mind, even God's decree of judgment, you can change God's mind. The prophet hadn't even left the palace. He had just told him, you're going to die. That's what God says. But you know what? Because he's the lawgiver, he can change the law. Thus says the Lord, the God of David. David found mercy. Hezekiah, I'm going to give you mercy and grace. I have heard thy prayer. I have seen your tears. I'm going to add 15 more years to your life. That's what will happen when you get desperate. When you don't do a little mealy-mouth prayer, but when you honestly from your heart say, God, I'm tired of the way things are. I'm desperate. And turn your face to the wall. God will show up right then. The angel found her by a fountain of water. And you know the name of that place was Lahai Roi, the waters of living waters, the fountain of living waters. Hundreds of years later, 400 and something years later, children of Israel had to go out in the desert and face their wall. And it was only at that time that they started to see how much God loved them. He didn't take you out into a desert to have you die. This wasn't meant for Hezekiah's death, but was to show God's grace and his mercy when we will turn to him with all our heart. Not a part of it, but all our heart. God has always come through to me because he's put me at places where that was a wall. I had no choice but to be desperate with God. That woman with the issue of blood, she had been to many doctors. 12 years she'd been in this condition. She was actually unclean. She shouldn't even been out in public. She was so desperate to hide her shame. But she said, if I just touch him. Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. The violence, what it's talking about is the fact you have to be desperate for this thing. You have to mean it from your heart and stop playing around. If that blind Bartimaeus had not kept on calling out, Jesus would have kept on walking. He wants to see your faith. He wants to know that you truly mean to serve him. I'm closing this service. But if any of you want to turn your face to the wall, this altar is open. Because the God I serve is a God of mercy, a God of grace, a God of love, a God of deliverance, a God of healing. And if you will turn your face to the wall and give him your heart, he can stop the prophet before the prophecy even starts. Wait up, Isaiah. Stop. But Lord, you just told me to tell him he was going to die. Well, I've changed my mind. Isaiah had not left the palace. The prayer of one man turning his face to the wall. Turn around, Isaiah. I got a new message for you. Go and tell Hezekiah, I've heard his prayers. I've seen his tears. When we are desperate for God, when we have decided fully to open our hearts, he will deliver. Hallelujah. We're going to close this service. We're going to pray for those at the altar. But really, it's all about you and what you decide you want to do and how desperate you are for a change, for a change, for true repentance. God is so gracious. God is so loving. Even when we run away from him, run away from his presence, out into the desert, to the wilderness of Shur, which is the wilderness of the wall. There, the angel of the Lord showed up, right by the well of living water. If you could bow your heads with me, Father, we thank you for your presence, your anointing, your delivering power. Lord, some of us are at that wall right now.